Hallelujah. If your life is not your own, can you just lift up your hands and worship the Lord? If you know that you don't own your life, you don't own your destiny, and your life belongs to God, just lift up your hands and worship Him. Let's just worship Him. Let's just worship Him. Let's just worship Him. Let's just exalt His name. Let's just glorify His name. Let's adore Him. Let's magnify Him. Let's exalt His name. He deserves all the worship. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Hallelujah. Let's sit down. We worship once more. But before we do that, I just want to thank God for this opportunity that I can minister to His people. Hallelujah. But also just to be home. Amen. Amen. Yes, home is best. I missed home. And I thank our pastor for asking me to preach today. I think he tricked me. Because he really wanted me to be back. Because I remember I had indicated earlier that I was coming and I changed. And then last week he said, but you said you are coming this week. I said, yes, you should preach. I said, okay. I think he tricked me. I just realized now. Hallelujah. Anyway, it is great to be home. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us just stand up once more. We just want to worship the Lord. This is our month of divine separation. It is God that separates us. God is planning and He planned for us to be set aside for Him. Amen. The Son of God be lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God be lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is
lifted high.
The Son of
sakarabo zenderia bokorobosa reke boseke bosakaraba babababarabasike. Let's just lift the Son of God. Let's just lift Jesus. Let's just worship his name. Mandere bosheka patareboza ramazeke poseketa ramonde reboseke posa yeboseke terebozendara baba rakabaseke bozanda mande rebo kotorobo ramasaka terebobobo. My God, I worship your name. My God, I bless your name. My God, I exalt your name. My God, I glorify your name. You deserve to be exalted, oh God. You deserve all the honor, all the glory, all the power. My Lord, my God, you are the Lord that never changed. You remain the same God. You are the same yesterday and today and forever. You are the ancient of day, the bright morning star. Oh, man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Rabba seketa rababa. Thank you, Jesus. Manderebo seke posata ya baba. Rekebo seketa ya baba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We lift your name, O God. We lift your name, O God. We glorify your name. We exalt your name. We bless your name. You are worthy to be exalted. In Jesus' name.
The Son of God is
lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this morning as we are interceding, as we are praying, Pastor Blessings Mesh was the one leading the prayers. And she said, we want something to happen today. Might not be some of us, God might not speak us through the word, maybe through the announcement, but something must happen. And God must meet us at the point of our needs. And she went on to say, no, church is not like a club. When you go to a club, those people that go to a club, they don't expect anything. But when we come to church, we expect to be met by God. And I just want us to spend just a moment of quietness in the praises of the Lord. Maybe this is your time that God wants to speak to you. Just a minute. Just say a word of prayer to the Lord and just ask him to take full control of your life. This is our month of divine separation. Father Lord, today you are going to speak to us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us sit down. And you know, today I'll be speaking on the topic, refusing the king's portion of delicacies. Amen. Refusing the king's portion of delicacies. And it's taken from my message is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter number 1, verse number 1 to 8. I want us to read together. I read somewhere where a psychologist says, you know, sometimes when you read, the thing that you read stay with you. It's either you read or you see. So when you are reading and when you are seeing, the word of God should become a part of our life today in the name of Jesus. So we are going to read together. 1, 2, 3, let us go. In the 3rd year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. I want to use my version. Amen. Oh, see it, you can't see it. Okay. Are we able to see it at the back? No. Okay. Then you can go to your... Okay. Right. Verse number 2. And the Lord gave Joachim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Verse number 3. Then the king instructed Ashephaz, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of his children of Israel on the king's seat and of the princes. I want us to stop there before we proceed. And the Bible says, and the king spoke unto Ashnas, the master of the eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. There was choice. Choice number 1. He did not just take anybody else. First of all, we must know that these are the children of Israel, right? The chosen people. God had already a tribe that God has set apart. So they have been set apart already. Amen. But then when King Nebuchadnezzar took them to go to his palace, he further instructed the eunuchs to further select choicest people. Amen. The children of Israel are already a chosen people. They are already the children of God. They are already people that have destiny. But then Nebuchadnezzar goes to Jerusalem and took them to his house. And then he selected among God's chosen people, certain people. Let's proceed. Verse number 4. Children in whom no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongues of the Chaldeans. Okay? These are not ordinary people. He instructed the eunuchs to go and select the A-plus people among the children of Israel, among the captives. He told them to go and select the best of the best. Amen? Those people that had guts, those people that were easy to learn, they were not the D students. He told them, go and give them an exam. And those that will get an A plus or A plus plus plus, bring them here. Amen. Verse number 6. I just want you to follow the story and follow with me. Now, among these were the children of Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Verse number 7. And to whom the prince of the eunuch gave the name of, and he gave into Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. Verse number 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. New King James Version says the portion of the king's delicacy. It was not just meat. When you go at the table of the king, they don't just eat meat. They eat delicacy. I think King James Version put it correctly. It was not just meat. After all these people in Israel, there were a lot of meat. So there was nothing to entice them. But these were delicacies. Amen. But Daniel proposed in his heart. He said in his heart that I will not eat at the king's table. It doesn't matter what they give me, but I will not defile myself. Amen. Let's stop there. Now, this is our year of exponential growth. I just want us to remind us that this year God has promised that he's going to extend our territories. He has promised that he's going to increase us in all sides. Amen. And we know the chapter that we are looking for is this year is Isaiah 54, verse number 1 to 3. Because of time, we are not going to read it. But this month is our month of divine separation. And our main topic, our main chapter is Leviticus number 20, verse number 26. The Bible says, "And you shall be holy to me. For I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the people that you should be mine." Amen. God wants to separate us, not just because we are born again. Amen. As I said, the children of Israel were already a chosen generation. You are already a born-again Christian. You are already a chosen generation. You are already in the house of God. But God wants you to take you further. Amen. He wants to take you from there, from just being a nominal Christian, from just being a Christian that comes to church and sit at the church and sit at your chair and listen to the word of God and go back. He wants you now to take a step further and separate yourself. And this separation is by action. You need to make a decision like Daniel did. He made a decision that King Saul, thank you for the food that you are providing for me and my friend. But me, I will not defile myself. Amen. You know, this month is very important. It's very important because it's a month that we are going to take a decision. It is a month that we are going to determine what our relationship will be with our God for the rest of the year. Amen. Because the verse that we have read, God wants us to be holy for himself. You cannot be a child of God if you have not taken a deliberate step to push yourself to a position where you know, now I am a child of God. Not because you are a member of CLA. No. Not because you are a member of choir. No. Not because, maybe you are a pastor. Never. not because you were an usher, but because you have taken a decision, you have set yourself apart for God Himself. That is a serious decision. Separate. And I said, you can do that if you separate yourself from the people. These people is not talking about the people in the street. No. The same way Daniel was among the best of the best of the children of Israel who were in the house of King Nebuchadnezzar. The best of the best. And the king chose Feather, the best of the best. Now it is to us here. This separation is for you and me. The people that we made a decision to follow Christ. You know, this morning we are during Bible study, we are talking about integrity. The people of integrity. The people, when we say church start at 10 o'clock, they are at the door at 10 o'clock. The people that they are separated by God. The people when the leader of our group say we should meet on Zoom at 10 o'clock, you are there and not at 1 past 10. The people of integrity, CLA, we must be integrity. We must be people that are separated from the rest. Amen. It's not simple. This is serious, brothers and sisters. You shall be holy to me, not to you. Not that Pastor Foy should see you that you are in church today. No. You should be holy to God. You know, separation, divine separation is not isolation or rejection or spiritual pride. It is God's intentional act of marking the people for Himself. He's marking the people, setting the people apart for Himself. He wants to use you for Himself. Like Daniel, he knew that God was to use him for Himself. Separation is the proof of ownership of God. God separate us not to deprive us, but to distinguish us. You know, I'm saying here, separation is not isolation. Many people, they think because they are spirit-filled, tongue speakers, tongue talkers, they go to the office, lunch hour, they don't speak to their friends, or I'm fasting, I'm holy, anointed, you isolate yourself, you find your room somewhere, you don't want to talk to people. I remember during university, there were such kind of characters. They are born again. They are fasting. You meet them in the corridor. What has happened to brother? I'm setting myself apart. I'm separating myself. Mm-mm. That's not the story. Amen? That's not the story. It is a story of ownership. God wants to own you. When He wants to use you, you must be available. That's the separation that He's talking about. You know, when God separates a person or a family or a generation, it is because He has an assignment that requires purity, focus, and obedience. Those are serious. It is not just because God can use anyone anyway. But when He says, I want you to separate from the rest, it means He has got a special assignment. Amen? I want you to be the leader of a choir. Sorry, choir, I'm not picking on you. God has seen a potential in you from anybody else. He wants to use you in a choir for himself. I want you to be a leader of the women's group, of the men's group. He has seen something in you. He's separate, and we should not take these things lightly. And many times, you know, believers, we take things very lightly. But let's learn this month that God is separating us for himself. Amen. Now, let's look at the case of Daniel. Daniel was physically in Babylon, but spiritually he was aligned with heaven. Babylon represents a culture of compromise, indulgence, and idol worship. I said this divine separation does not necessarily mean that you should isolate yourself. Does not necessarily mean when you are in a group, you should people should know that you are born again. No. Daniel was physically in Babylon. He was physically in the house of the king. But internally, he was from heaven, and he made a decision. He proposed in his heart that I will not defile myself. Though separated from his homeland, God separated him from the corruption of Babylon, from the food of Babylon. You know, he was not greedy. If it was you and me, and we are told to be in the house of the king, and then they bring those dishes, oh my God. Even if the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, some many of us will say, let's eat delicacies. Have you been to a wedding? The same thing that you can eat at home. But people want to eat the items, the food at the wedding. Some people even take some home. Hey, chicken you can buy in Tesco and eat at home, man. But Daniel made a decision. No. This food, no. Me, I will not defile myself with what you are giving us. Now, Daniel, what does Daniel's separation mean? It means Daniel wanted to preserve his identity. In Daniel chapter number 1, verse number 8, we have read, he made a decision. He said, I will not defile myself. He wanted to keep his identity intact. Forgetting that tomorrow, maybe the king will say, who are you? You, after all, you eat my food. I remember we went back home sometime while we were in uni, went somewhere to preach. And while we were there, our host prepared a very nice meal. And we ate before we went for preaching. Amen? And while we were preaching, some people went to go and cast demons. Huh? And while they were there, demons said, no, you can't cast me. After all, you have eaten my God. We should be careful. You have eaten my food. What are you talking about? It was on, and then we realized there were some people that did not eat. Said, so these people that hasn't eaten this food, let them go and cast that demon. We should not defile ourselves. Let's keep and preserve our identity. And you know, because Daniel preserved himself, it provoked divine wisdom. In Daniel chapter number 1, verse number 17, the Bible says, as for those four young men, God gave them knowledge and skills in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all vision and dreams. Why? Because he preserved his identity. And God gave him wisdom. And it produced promotion without compromise. In Daniel 2, verse number 18, then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts. And he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. But because Daniel set himself apart, it comes with a price. Separation comes with a price. We must make a decision that this one we are not going to do. This one we are not going to do. While others ate what others ate became poison. What Daniel refused became power. Because he refused, God gave him power. Now, how can we set ourselves apart in this modern life? Today, divine separation still applies. Amen? Separation in values when culture celebrates compromise. We must make a decision. Romans 12, verse number 2 says, do not be conformed to in this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Separation in choices. The choices that we make when the world normalizes sin. We should say, no, I will not defile myself with sin. According to the book of 1 Peter 1, verse number 15 and 16. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. For it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Separation in relationship. When influence pulls us away from God, we make a decision. According to the book of 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 17, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Separation of purpose. When others chase fame, but we pursue faithfulness. Colossians 3, verse number 23, 24. Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not to men, for you serve the Lord. Now, in conclusion, Leviticus 20, verse number 26, it says, and we shall be holy unto God. God said, you shall be holy unto me. This is why Daniel rejected the king's portion. Babylon must not feed a man who belongs to God. I know that is a strong statement. Amen? When you are, there's a saying which says, when you are in Rome, do what the Romans do. That one do not apply here. When you are in Oxford, do what the Oxfordian do. No. It doesn't apply here. God said we should separate ourselves. Every refusal for God triggered a release from God. When we choose to be separate, to be separate from God, when we choose to separate ourselves to God, heavens begin to sponsor us. Matthew 6, verse number 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Battles you cannot fight, God will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Doors you cannot open because you have separated yourself. God will open them for you. He's saying so in Revelation 3, verse number 8. See, I have set before you an open door no one can shut. Places you cannot reach, God will take you there because he's separated you. In Psalm number 75, verse 6 and number 7 says, for exhortation comes neither from the east nor from the west. But God is a judge. He put down one and exalts the other. Let us just stand up. I prophesy that as we refuse to compromise, as we refuse to sell our integrity, as we refuse to conform to this world, may distinction locate us in Jesus' name. May divine favor mark you. May uncommon wisdom rest in you. May you not be hidden, but stand out in the mighty name of Jesus. The separated one are God's possession. And what God owns, he glorifies. I want us to say a prayer. And we say, Father, by your Spirit, empower me to live a life that reflects your holiness and honor in every areas of my life in Jesus' name. Mashikataya. And we are going to pray and say, Lord, give me discernment to recognize compromise and boldness to stand firm, even when it is unpopular. Father, Lord, help us. Give us boldness. Even when the majority are saying yes. Lord, as it was the case of Daniel, he stood and said, no, King, I will not defile myself with your food. Oh, Lord, as you have separated us for yourself, distinguish us for favor, for protection, and divine elevation. It's just because we don't have time. But I want us to make a decision to look into ourselves and say, what are things? What are the delicacies that we are still eating in the king's table? What are those things that we are conforming to the world? Today, let's make a decision. This separation, God wants to separate for himself. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.